可愛いのさ全てを忘れて一人残った傷ついた俺が気可愛いのさ全てを忘れて一人残った傷ついた俺が
Shame on a foe in my way at full throttle Slice through wacky MCs like old bottles Got a little saying for soldiers with thick craniums Char goes hard, pierced through gunganium Space cred astonishing, the red comet demolishing My presence rounds vomiting from novices Honestly
Hey, this is Curly and Kansai, a podcast about the experiences of two black women living in the Kansai area of Japan. I'm Ayana.
I'm Elise.
And today is episode 5.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! 5. We're still doing it. We're still on a roll. You're not being as lazy as you thought you would be.
I got a new bike, so I'm ready to go everywhere.
Hey, did you bike here?
No.
Oh.
I wish I did.
Though. Anyway. I thought you biked here.
I wanted to.
But you didn't. Anyway, so yes, this is episode 5. Last episode, we talked about being sick in Japan, right?
Which I think I'm getting now.
The worst timing in the world.
Right? Because you're about to go on your honeymoon. Not honeymoon. Why did I say honeymoon?
I don't know.
Your
wedding anniversary
there you go.
Trip.
But yeah, don't get sick.
Oh, I'm trying.
But last episode, if for anybody who was curious, Elise had a tapeworm, right? That was a tapeworm?
No, not a tapeworm. It was some kind of virus.
Well, I thought it was a tapeworm. Someone in the comments, poison. Like, it sounded like you had a tapeworm.
Not a tapeworm. I don't think so. They said it was norovirus.
Oh.
Is what the results from the doctor came back as.
Well, never mind.
Straight up the norovirus.
But yeah, so if it's not tapeworm or whatever you ate caused that sickness. So just be careful what you eat, especially.
That was like 4 years ago.
I'm just saying, anybody, like for anybody, as a not just you, but anybody in general, like be careful of the raw food because although they have clean restaurants, some places might not be as clean as you think.
To be honest, the place we went to was a little bit janky.
So.
For Japanese, they were pretty janky.
For that standard, it was pretty janky.
Shota's mom was pretty mad we even went there.
She was like, y'all went to that cheap-ass restaurant?
Oh,
like,
no. See, be careful where you go. And I think that's with anywhere. But, yeah, so I saw a lot of comments. Okay. Yeah, and a lot of the comments were talking about our hair. So this is on YouTube for the people who can see. Even on SoundCloud, we had a hair question. We will do a hair episode soon enough, I hope. So stay tuned. I will save all of those questions and comments. But for today, our main topic is
clubbing.
Going out, basically. Going out to bars and clubs and such. And
we look like we're about to go out.
Right? Know. Like, I saw you. You came into my place wearing that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear my tank top. Actually, today was really hot.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm still sweating profusely, so I'm so sorry.
Fan it
air
out.
It out, fan it out. But yeah, so going out clubbing, me and Elise, we go out a lot with each other in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. This is my clubbing buddy. And yeah, in Kansai, basically, mainly in Osaka.
I've never been clubbing anywhere else in Japan, actually, I think.
Well, I have in Tokyo.
Fancy.
Yeah. So let's talk about what kinds of clubs and bars you like to go to.
Me? In my younger years, I went to whoever had all you could drink. I was very not picky about that.
Okay, yeah.
But as I've gotten older, I tend to go more for the music and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So the places I used to go were... Which anyone who lives in Osaka knows is Pure and Giraffe. Because Pure, all you can drink for men and women all night. And Giraffe, for a few hours, they had all you can drink. And like early entrance was like free or really cheap for it. All you can drink.
Right.
I don't go there anymore. It's not my crowd. It's not my scene. Now I tend to go to a lot of house. Like really small house bars and clubs. Mostly because I have a lot of friends that DJ house music. Also because they tend to have like chairs and like a more relaxed atmosphere.
Kind of like a lounge?
Yeah, it's more loungy than like crowded ass club.
True.
Sometimes you just want to sit with your drink.
Sometimes you just want to shake your booty.
Yeah, but they have shake your booty space, so that's the nice thing.
Okay,
when you want to shake your booty, you can go do that. When you just
get a club that can do both.
Yeah, man. So,
well, I guess for me in the beginning years of Japan, I used to go out in reggae parties a lot, and I did that for a good 2 years.
The dancing hall.
Yeah. So it's not like I had a choice of like where to go as like prices, because I would go with my Japanese friends who are DJs. So a lot of times I would go for free as well, but just have to pay for drinks. And kind of remember like, oh yeah, I think I did a lot of drinking and passing out maybe.
I didn't do that so much in my younger years. Younger I had years. Only like two instances really.
Younger years in Japan you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, because
when I first came here.
Because when you say younger years, it just sounds like you're in college.
No, I've never been to college in Japan. I went to college in D.C. And then I only went to clubs like twice.
All right, so now clubs not for you is more our house. Me, I'm still kind of trying to feel around because I still like going to Club Ghost, which is kind of like Pure. But I don't go as often because last year I used to go like
every weekend
for the whole summer. I think I went every weekend until I felt like it was enough. I just got tired.
I only go when y'all go.
See, yeah,
I don't go because I always end up getting mad at that, you know who.
Yeah. Also, one of our friends is a promoter there, so we get discounts because we say her name. But even if we didn't know her, like if we go to the place and she's like, "Oh, if you
they have lots
go,
of discounts." Yeah, so yeah.
Ghost is pretty cheap. But other than that, it's a hip-hop club.
It's basically the only hip-hop club in Osaka.
The only, like, more or less decent hip-hop club.
Well, Sam and Dave, technically, they play, like, they have a similar playlist.
They have some nights. It's not like...
Yeah.
Well, I think Ghost is... But Ghost is mainly hip-hop.
Yeah.
And, like, the other places I went to, I guess was House, was one of our friends invited us to the lounge place. And I had lots of fun. I didn't realize I would have fun. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Still like to shake my ass in the hip-hop club, but the DJs aren't that great. That's another thing.
The hip-hop ones?
Just in general. In general. I'm not... I'm just going to be real.
Japan's on a lower level.
But let's talk about, like I said, prices in Ghost is pretty cheap, but mainly, generally, prices of clubs are like...
Well, they're split between men and women. Sorry, guys.
But isn't that other places, like even in
New
York?
Not in the States, no.
No?
Mm-mm. Everybody has the same. And D.C.
Listen, it has been a long time I went clubbing in the States, so I don't even know.
Last time I went to the club, I went with a bunch of girls. So when I went in New York.
Any listeners who are listening now in the U.S., please let us know.
In Japan, it is separated.
It's separated. And most of the time, women are less by a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes half
the price. It's ridiculous. No, sometimes it's like sometimes really ridiculous.
Yeah, but usually it's about half the price. I think Pure is only like 1,000 yen difference. Maybe it's like 35 and 45. But I guess it depends on where you're going. If it's an event, events tend to be higher than regular nights.
That's true.
So if there's like a special DJ coming from overseas or if he's a popular DJ, then the premium goes up on that night. But on the regular, I feel like clubs in Japan start at about, like, they can be free if you go in at a certain time.
That's true.
But other than being free, they are about, like, 500 or 600 yen. From 500 to 600 yen up to, I think the most expensive, like, regular club night that I've seen is about 4,000 to 4,500.
So about $40.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll include usually one or two drink tickets that you can use to buy a drink. So technically, you know, if you say a drink is a $10 each,
which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Most of the time I see them as 800 though. And like that's really true. Swanky places.
Yeah.
When we went to that house party, how much was, which do you remember? One is that? The one that was with our friend Milestar.
Oh, at Seven House?
Yeah.
That was 15, which was not that bad.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good for the atmosphere because that's a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
It's got like a foot pool thing, and if you're into that, taking your shoes off at the club. But it's got like the back room has a huge like LCD or LED panel with these lights on it. It's great for selfies or, you know, the Instagram stories. Right, I took a lot of those.
Yeah.
And they're not that expensive.
Not that expensive.
They charge like 600 yen for some, I think, Macallan whiskey.
Okay.
Which is pretty expensive usually.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was cheap whiskey.
So other than prices, like dress code too. the dress code
in Japan is pretty relaxed. I think so. Like.
Especially like at Ghost, because I could just go in with a tank top and jeans and
Jeans are usually okay. Where
and it's fine.
In the States, I feel like jeans are usually not okay at the club.
The one thing though with places like Ghost and Pure is guys can't wear flip flops. And I think some girls might not either. Depends on
they don't
what.
Really allow sandals.
Yeah, which makes sense because people step on shoes. It's every really time I go, my shoes are messed up. Dirt and grime and everything. Like,
don't take your nice shoes to the club.
It'll get messed up. Especially if you get drunk and dance like I do. And just don't care when people step in my... Anyway, so Just Code is pretty lax. And
Only special... I've seen, like, if they have, like, a costumed type event, then like if you wear whatever the dress code is, you'll get like a discount. But they don't have it. I've not really seen them like deny people entry to the club because of their clothes, unless it's sandals. No. So I'll say, I mean, stay away from sandals anyway in a crowded place.
That's
so.
True. Yeah. Flip flops or anything like that. And when it comes to like events or like DJs and people dancing, what's something you notice in the club?
Well, this is not as much dancing as one would expect at a club. There tends to be more, like, I guess if everyone's drunk enough, you get jumpy dancing, which is kind of like, everyone's
like doing this. Put their hands up and just jump up and down.
It's not
really
even
dancing.
A two-step. Yeah, it's just more of a, like, bouncing. And if they're bouncing, they're bouncing in the direction of, like, the DJ.
Yeah, they always face the DJ. Always. Every house place that I've been to. They're all, like, everybody's facing. But Ghost, I noticed, there's some people who face, and then there's a lot of people.
Well, Ghost has more people that aren't Japanese.
That's true. There's more foreigners.
Yeah.
But any other place, like, the reggae scene, everybody doesn't dance.
At the reggae place?
They don't dance.
At the dance hall? They don't dance at the dance hall.
Because a lot of times, like, places I went to, even the small places, they just face the DJ. Like, they're performing like singers. Some of them do talk a lot, so I guess it's, like, something to see. Mm-hmm. But no dancing. And then if there is dancing, there is the performer girls that dance, and they just watch
the go-go dancers.
In the reggae scene, they're just, like, dancehall girls.
Or if you're, like, in the middle of one of the jumpy groups and they see you start dancing, they'll start copying whatever dance you're doing.
And that just brings back memories of high school and all the white people just staring at me dancing. Anyway, so it's like a weird phenomenon to me when I first came here. I'm like, why are people just staring at the DJ and not dancing? I was just all up in my own space dancing and they're all just staring and enjoying the music that way. And there's one event that I went to in Tokyo with my friend and the DJ, nobody would dance and nobody would really do anything until the DJ is like, all right, put your hands up like this. And then they would do their hands up like that. So everybody would do it the same in unison.
Yeah.
And it's just like they only do that until the DJ stops.
I have noticed that like over at Life, which is another like hip hop place, but it's really tiny and it's just small. It's a small little like hole in the wall type place. But I've never had a bad experience there. So it's just really small. But there, like, everyone just starts, like, one person will do a dance move and then everyone copies that one person and they just do that for like the remainder of the song. And then when the song changes, somebody does it like, it's like, I don't know where they get these dance moves from. Maybe on the internet, somebody's uploading videos of like, when this song comes on, do this dance move. Cause everybody be doing the same dance move. And I'm like, I didn't get the memo. I didn't study. I'm not ready for the task. But it's easy to do. The dances are easy.
Usually they're easy. That's why I think in the dance hall, like kind of scene, reggae scene, they have a lot of dancing. Like they say, roadie boats, roadie boats. Sorry, my accent is bad, even though I have family in the Caribbean. I'm sorry. But like they would have those types of dances, like saying it in the song. So it's like, okay, they can do that. For me, when I was doing those dances, like I would do it and still do like my own style, but they would just keep doing what the song tells them to do. So it's just like.
It's very much like line dancing in a way.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not so much free form as it is maybe in some other.
I'm all about freestyle.
When I went to Taiwan, I did go to a club in Taiwan.
Okay, how was that?
And like the DJ, like the setup of the club was weird anyway because it was like a hostess club where they have the booth seats.
Right.
But they had like the booth seats in the middle of the floor and then on the sides. So then you had to dance like around the booth seats and then the DJ booth was up front. But we were all dancing by the bar because we were drunk. This is when I was all my friends from PG Cal. And these black dudes thought they were the hottest thing in Taiwan. They thought they were hot. And they were talking to all the Taiwanese ladies. They were getting numbers and dancing with all the ladies. And I was just laughing at the bar and occasionally dancing, but mostly just laughing.
Okay.
But it was definitely more dressed up than Japan. Okay. They treated it more like the clubs in the States where you like wear your nice, cute outfits.
Yeah.
But it was more expensive than Japan.
No.
But I still liked it. It wasn't a bad experience.
Okay. So I guess with Japan, it's just cheaper and people staring
there's
at the
way
DJ.
More, yeah. Everyone seems a bit, I don't know if I can, but I met a lot of cool people at clubs. But I think it's like that, what did we talk about last time? Where it's the fake kind of friend.
Yeah.
When they want you to just be their token gaijin friend.
Yeah.
So they go, oh, let's exchange line. And
so
then
you're
never
just
going
out friend. That's you, it. Your club friend. That's
you
it.
You never hear from them again after you exchange lines.
They're nothing. Whatever. But like you went to, I guess, a club in Taiwan and stuff like that. Mm. But you said you've never been to a club in other places in Japan?
No. Only in Osaka.
So like I've been to two clubs in Roppongi, or three clubs actually, but the time I went to Roppongi last year, it was kind of ridiculous. Like, me and my friends got really drunk, but I noticed that I was getting hit on or talked to a lot by military dudes or other foreigners a lot compared to Osaka. Like, when I go out in Osaka, nobody really talks to me. Like, I'm usually with my friends, but I was with my friends in Tokyo as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, wow, nobody really like approaches me in Osaka. So
well, there's
like,
there's a military base near Tokyo.
That's true, but there's still foreigners base. Like in Ghost, but nobody really.
But I feel like the people that go clubbing in Osaka tend to be more touristy. Like they're just here for like a week or two.
But the military guys are like, oh, I'm here until like next month. So
yeah, but I mean they're close, relatively speaking.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of touristy people in Roppongi as well. People are like, oh, where can we go clubbing in this area? And then they go to whatever hip hop place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that was a difference that I noticed. But other than that, I think the clubs are more expensive, maybe.
That's what I've heard
in Tokyo
from my Japanese friends. And then, everything's expensive in Tokyo.
It's like New York and DC, basically.
Almost.
Almost
like that.
Almost. Okay, so how about any embarrassing moments in the clubs or the bars for you? Anything?
Well, just getting too drunk and passing out in the bathroom, hugging the porcelain throne. And then, but being so drunk that you don't care. And then, it's that awkward moment when the club's closing and they're going through.
Oh, I remember that. Nisa. That was in San Mateo.
Nisa. Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
I got, I don't know how many shots. I mixed. I did champuru, which is mixing. You know, I suppose don't mix.
Yo.
Don't mix. But were we drinking before that?
I think so.
I think we were drinking like at an izakaya before that. Then we go to Sam and Dave. My friend like knew the bartender, so then he
was like,
free shots of Jaeger.
Jaeger. We did like two, I think.
Oh, too much Jaeger with whatever we had. I think we might have had like wine or something else before.
So you
and I think we had tequila at one point too. Even,
girl, I don't remember all this. How do you remember all this?
Because I know what fucks me up, man. Like I do not do tequila because that is like an automatic out.
I do tequila like it's automatic out.
Orange juice. I can have 10 shots of whiskey and be fine, but if I have like 2 shots of tequila, it's a wrap on the whole night.
I see.
It makes me feel physically sick. I can't do it. So that's what happened that night. And I think you were waiting outside the bathroom.
No. This is the thing. You fell asleep. I was in the toilet just sitting there. I also probably fell asleep.
On the toilet?
Yeah. But I wasn't like going to do anything. I was just like, I'm tired. I'm going to have to sit here and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I woke up. And then I got out the stall looking for you outside. Couldn't find you. Went back inside. And then like, the club is about to close. The lights turned on. And then like, you got up. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, girl.
I fell asleep. I was done. I was sleeping on the toilet. I did not care. Yes. I felt so
sick. I was just like, I just want to lay down and sleep this off. And I slept most of it off. By the time I got up, I was like, I can walk. But yeah. I was like, I've been sleeping on a toilet for like the last.
That's pretty bad. So like,
that's the most embarrassing.
One of my most embarrassing is also a pass out kind of story. But is I got so drunk, and this is when I was hanging out with my reggae friends, and they wanted me to MC. And I'm like, why do you want me to MC? I'm not a good MC, especially with reggae songs, because I don't know the songs like that. I would dance this stuff, but I wouldn't know the names, and I didn't know what they would say anyway. But they wanted me because I speak English. It's like, oh, it would be cool. But then again, I don't have an accent, a Caribbean accent. Right. So it's just like failure from the start. So I got so nervous because like, oh, they want me to do this. So I just drank a lot of tequila. But like back to back. Like if I drink tequila with space in between, I'm fine. But back to back, I don't know what. Like someone recorded me and I was like, okay, never again. I'm never emceeing again. And then that night I also like passed out and like I think threw up. And I don't ever throw up. Like I usually don't. And I threw up, like, outside. Someone took me outside. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I passed out.
I thought your most embarrassing would be the one at Halloween, remember? The pole dancing event.
Oh, my God. You remind me of horror stories.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Because we went to the pole dancing place. And your friend was the pole dancing event for Halloween. You had on my costume. I let her borrow my costume.
Can we not?
She was friends with the bartender, so she was getting free shots.
Can we not?
Turns out, I don't know what happened. We were thinking like maybe somebody slipped something in the drink, but was it tequila? I think it was tequila.
Can we not?
And so she was like, I'm tired. I'm just going to sleep. And she was trying to sleep all over the place, and they were like, let's take her upstairs to the couch. So we took you upstairs to the couch, and we let you sleep there for like 3 hours.
Can we not?
And then we were going to go home.
Stop it.
But she couldn't get on the bike. We were getting outside, trying to get home in the taxi. And she was, like, trying to sit on the ground. And I was like, girl, if you don't get up. But we got home. She slept it off. She made it home safe. I was there to protect her. See, we look out for each other when we have our pass out moments. Nice to have a buddy. Always have a buddy.
I can't say nothing. If you like, how are you going to tell my story?
Because it was funny. She was trying to sit on the ground. I was like, if you mess up my costume, I swear to God.
Let me try and think of a story to tell about you. So,
I haven't gotten crazy drunk in a while. I haven't had any bad experiences.
Well, whatever. It's fine. I'm over it. But I just...
Be careful.
But I did notice one thing a lot with Japan is you can get stupid drunk and people won't fuck with you.
Well, I've seen them mess with Japanese girls, really drunk Japanese girls. So maybe if you look tiny and vulnerable, they'll take a chance. But us scary foreign women, they're not probably going to mess with
because we're so scary looking.
Yeah.
But other than, I guess, that, men can get stupid drunk, especially Japanese men. And a lot of Japanese people in general just fall asleep anywhere on the streets.
Oh, yeah, man. I tweeted a photo of this dude that. I look like he fell off his bike while he was riding uphill. He just fell off and went to sleep on the side of the road. This is like a busy 3-lane road. And his bike was like all on the side and he was just asleep on the curb, like, whatever, I'm done. And I was like, dude, you can't sleep here.
There's a lot of Japanese men who would just sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen that happen in broad daylight on a Sunday near a shopping area. Like, the guy was drinking and he's just like, sleeping right in front of a storefront that was closed. So,
was he homeless?
No, he didn't look homeless. Like, I've seen, a lot of the homeless Japanese, you can tell. But this guy looked like a regular person. He just felt like sleeping with his alcohol on the side.
That's just how safe the country is. You can sleep anywhere.
But you better not go to, what's that dangerous place in Osaka?
Nishinari? Nobody's gonna mess with you in Nishinari. All the Japanese people be like, oh my God, Nishinari's so dangerous. They have Yakuza. And I'm like, oh my God. They're not messing with you. They're not messing with nobody.
No, they're not.
Relax.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Well, since we shared our embarrassing moments, what about inappropriate stuff? Has anything happened to you? Like with guys?
For the most part, out of my 7 years of clubbing in Osaka,
okay,
I've only had one unfortunate experience. And that was quite recently at a newer club. I won't name the club on camera, but if you talk to me in person, I will talk shit about it all day.
Yeah.
at this particular club, I call it the, are we allowed to use curse words here?
We've been cursing.
Oh, okay. The fuckboy club. This is where the Japanese fuckboys hang out. And you can tell just by the line of people trying to get in. It's always ridiculously long. And the club is always ridiculously overpriced. And they play shitty music. Like top 40s from like 5 to 10 years ago.
I've never been music. There. I'm so glad.
And it's just like, did I just pay $20 to listen to like a playlist, a YouTube playlist from like 2011? Are you serious right now? So I was in there and I was just like minding my business. Mm. It was me and two other friends. Mm. We were trying to like, hey man, it's time to go. I'm kind of tired. We were getting ready to head out. So we had to like squeeze by the bar because there's so many people. So you have this stream of like two lines of people going in like the opposite directions. So we're trying to like squeeze by and I see these like Japanese dudes coming toward me and they had these weird expressions on their face. Like they were going to try to holler and I was like, oh man, whatever. But instead of actually using words like a human being, they decided to tap my vagina. And I was like, are you fucking serious right now?
That's just uncalled for.
And it was, when I think about it, I get so mad because I was in so much shock that they actually did that fucking shit. I didn't have time to react because we were also like moving. It's a moving line. It's not like we're standing and waiting. We're trying to get by each other. So it was like a really quick like, pap, pap. And I was like, what the fuck just
It was a
happened?
Double pap?
No, two guys. Because they were behind each other. It was one after the other. And I was like, that really just fucking happened.
Yeah, so you never go there again.
So, yeah. I was like, I think I'm done with this place. And all these fucking fuck boys can go fuck themselves.
Heard that. So, if you ever want to know about the place, just...
You gotta come find me in Ozark.
Or message her or something. Yeah, I actually can't recall anything inappropriate like that. I've had, like, just guys being drunk and saying dumb stuff, but that's about it.
They don't ever try to make out with you or anything?
I mean, if that's the case, I probably made out with them.
It wasn't forced.
It wasn't forced, though. There's like that one dude who wanted to dance with me, and I was like, oh, I'll dance with you later. I'll save a dance for you later. And I just did not want to dance with him, but I was just like, I was being nice. This is the Japanese dude, too. And then it's like, I started dancing with him, and then he's just like he made out with me, but like, basically I let him. I was like, whatever.
You gave him a pity make-out session.
I didn't want to, but I was like, you're not ugly, so I guess. And then he's like, hotel, you cool? Like, let's go to the hotel. I'm like, no. He's like, come on. Like, and I said, like, I'm on my period. And I wasn't, but I was just like,
I'm on my period.
And he's like, okay. And then I just like went away from him and I was just like, don't ever dance with me again.
That's hilarious.
I was like, run away from him.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So I guess then overall.
No, it's a very safe environment. I've never felt threatened or in danger. But just stay away from fuckboys and you'll be fine.
I think. And is there any places you recommend in general?
If you're just visiting.
Yeah.
And you only have one night to be in Osaka, then I guess I would go with Ghost.
Okay.
If you're into hip hop type music, they play mostly hip hop. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess maybe R&D-ish. Sam and Dave's too.
Sam and Dave is good. I think they're a solid, solid B plus. Yeah. If you're younger, then like in the early 20s, and you want the young college crowd, because Sam and Dave and I feel like Ghost aren't necessarily. There's no real age group there.
Right, it's just
more like the genre of music. But if you're younger, Giraffe is where a lot of college kids go.
Never been there, but I always hear horrible things.
I mean, it's good if you're a young college kid. It's got like college people energy going on.
Okay, so it's just the music choice I wouldn't want.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, we're young. We just turned 20. Let's drink. Oh my God. Kind of thing. That.
Oh, to be young.
Yeah. So that's Giraffe. Pure, I have a lot of friends that still go to Pure.
Okay.
So I guess there's something. Like the last time I went to Pure, one of my friends almost got in a fight. So
we didn't talk so much about bars, but we can do that another time since we're running out of time.
Sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, we go to those two. And there's some good places. But
yeah, like a lot of small places. New places pop up all the time. I actually have a blog. I made a Google map of all the clubs in Japan. Oh. So I will give her the link so she can put it in the video. And okay. It just has a star for all the clubs that I've been to and a small, like, blurb about it.
Nice. So. Being resourceful. Look at you.
That's what my site's for. I just tend to.
All right. What's your site?
www.welovekansai.com.
There you go. And I will put that in the show notes. All right. Now it's rant time.
Rant, 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 rant time.
Is that our new, like?
I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I don't know. I saw the word rant on the screen and I just went for it.
I mean, I could try to make that like our intro for a
rant. That's not.
No?
It was cute.
Okay. So this rant, we're going to be talking about riding your bikes in Osaka City.
Bring, bring.
And yeah, Japan, a lot of people do ride their bikes.
I've heard that in Tokyo, not so much.
Not so much. I mean, I think there was like a phase where a lot of people rode their bikes, like back in the 80s, but not so much anymore, I think.
Okay. Osaka is not that place.
No.
They stay riding bikes.
They ride.
It's the number one mode of transportation. And they don't give a F if you're on the sidewalk. This is their road, and they will almost hit you to get by. They don't care. So just watch out. Be careful.
And, like, where I live is not that bad, but when you get in the downtown area, it's really bad garbage. To, like, you can't really ride your bike.
Stay away from any main streets if you're riding a bike. Always do back streets.
Yeah.
Even back streets are ridiculous, though, because, right, back streets have no sidewalks. So people, obviously, are walking in the street. I mean, there are lines on the street to denote where the edge of the street for cars is. Okay? There are lines. So people can see these lines, but they decide to walk in the middle of the street anyway. With your bike. You're in a vehicle, basically, trying to go down the road, but you can't because people are just, like, dancing in the middle of the street. And then you ring your bell, and they look at you like you're crazy.
I don't even ring my bell.
I ring my bell right behind them. Like, excuse you.
Ring my bell.
This is a street. Why are you in the middle of it? Oh, my God.
But you know what grinds my gears is, like, when people, like, couples ride their bike together side by side, which is illegal, by the way.
It is illegal.
And I'm going the opposite way. Like, I'm facing them. I'm like, can you move? And they don't move until last minute. I'm like, I'm going to run into you.
No, I ran into someone before doing that.
Oh, my God.
So we were going downhill, and it was a couple going uphill. Very slowly, mind you, because they're going up. And we're going very quickly because we're going downhill.
Right, right.
And I'm ringing my bell like,
ding, 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 ding.
Are one of you going to move because we need to get by? And so I tried to, like, go around her, but literally there's no space. Like, she has to stop or one of them has to stop and make a space for us to get by. Otherwise, we're going to run into each other.
Right.
So at the last minute, she's like, oh, my God. And she kind of, like, moves over to the side, but our pedals connect. So our bikes kind of, like, connect there.
Yeah,
and she looks at me like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, why didn't you move? Like, I asked her in Japanese. I'm like, why didn't you move? And she's like,
And I'm just like, she was probably shocked that you even spoke to her in Japanese.
I was like, dude, you can't do that. You need to it's a two-way street.
That's one thing. Because I haven't actually hit somebody, but I've almost, and some people just don't get out the way.
No.
Like, I don't ring my bell, but I do, like, the thing where I stop pedaling so that people hear my bike coming. So then they
you
hear
do the
that.
Brake, the brake squeak?
Sometimes I do that.
The brake squeak works better than the bell. People will move if they hear the brakes.
Because, like, it's like, oh, you're about to hit me.
Right.
Pretty much. But while, like, the bell's like a soft warning.
Yeah. They don't move for bells.
A brake is a hard warning. Mm-hmm. It's like, bitch!
Yeah. If they hear the brake, they'll be like, oh. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Move. That's true. And then I think another thing that really annoys me is, like, people who are on their phone and riding their bike. Like, how do you do that?
This is prevalent. This is very prevalent. I live near a school, and all of the kids go to school on their bicycles on their phone.
Like, when I see that, I'm like, I want to see you get hit. Don't die, but I want to see you get hit.
This is illegal as well.
There's so many illegal things that Japanese people do. So it's not like foreigners are trying to take advantage of things. This is what Japanese people do.
Mm-hmm. I got yelled at for ignoring the streetlight. After another person ignored the streetlight in front of me. And I was like,
y'all do that.
Right. I'm like, you can't just yell at me and not yell at the other dude, okay? Because we both ran this way.
We gotta follow the rules. We're in Japan. Like, do you see the other Japanese people do it?
I'm like, I learn from you guys. Whatever you do.
Exactly. That's what I do.
I
When in Rome. Exactly.
But actually, I was, you know, in our chat, a lot of our friends were talking about getting tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't see no, there. I've never gotten a ticket in my 7 years. I just saw,
like, near writing. My Koban, which is the police box, this police guy just stopped some dude. On his bike. But it wasn't because of his headphones, and although I did see an earphone on his left ear. Mm-hmm. He was just looking at his registration on his bike.
Oh, yeah, they do the random checks. They've done it to Shota a few times because he looks so like, weird. They say he looks like a mafia member. When he had his head shaved.
I was like to say, like, if you ever see her husband.
He's a goofy looking man. Really but goofy. when he shaves his head, because he's already really tall and kind of like lanky.
Yeah.
So they assume he's like a gang member. You know, because they all kind of look kind of sickly and frail. Yeah,
all the drugs they do.
Yeah, so he had that look for a while because he was on this weird diet. No, he was on a weird diet. And luckily, he stopped doing that. So he got stopped like twice in 1 week because they thought he'd stolen the bike, but it was his bike.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I've never been stopped
either, so. I mean, some foreigners that I hear, they get stopped a lot in Tokyo, I think, on their bikes. And then I think in the inner cities, like the downtown area of Osaka, foreigners get stopped.
I've never been stopped downtown.
Really?
Never. Mm-hmm. And I've gone, and you're not supposed to go home drunk either. Everyone who's riding home in the morning is drunk. Anyone who's on a bike at like 5 a.m. is going home drunk, but you're not supposed to. So I thought maybe one of those times I would get caught, but I feel like Osaka police, especially in the downtown area, cannot be bothered.
Yeah, this is true.
They're like, emergencies, please contact us with a real emergency. They're not like bored, like maybe countryside cops might be.
And another thing I really dislike, and this has to do with, I guess, the people who take bikes, especially like in areas like Umeda, like they would just take all the bikes.
All the bike collectors.
The bike collectors. I'm not talking about people stealing. I'm talking about the bike collectors. Fuckers. Like, you don't know where to park. And people are like, oh, but I'm going to park here really quickly. Them bike collectors would take all your shit.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Like it's not friendly. It's not bike friendly at all.
I used to get my hair done in Uehomachi. And I used to park in front of the salon there. Mm. And they were like, oh, you can't park in front of the salon anymore. And I was like, okay. Yeah. So I started parking on the side, like this empty ass park on the side of the building. It's a park. It's a public space. It's a park. But my bike got taken from there. So I was like, damn, that really happened. And the next time I went, I was like, okay, I'm going to park like more behind the park. And it got taken again. And I was like, okay, somebody's calling the bike collection people on me.
It's probably grandma's like checking neighborhood watch.
Because only my bike was gone. And they left a neat little paper that was like, your bike will be in this place. So come pick it up. And I was like, are you kidding me? So then I had to go back to the shop. I'm like, can you tell me where to park my bike? And they're like, oh, you have to go in the parking lot under the building. And I'm like,
you should have told me the first time.
Well, that would have saved me $60 in tickets.
Well, you know, my job is a school as well. Mm-hmm. And they had a parking lot for all the students, but now you can't park there anymore. So it's like, where did the
teachers can't park there? Or people nobody. That work there? Oh, nobody?
Nobody can park there. So it's like, where do the kids park? I don't know. And like, there are some bike parking lots or whatever, but they're always full. And they're expensive in a way if you're there all day. So it's just annoying. It's not that bike friendly when it comes to
parking. If you have to, you have to know where to look for parking spaces. It's not, on the weekends you'll be safe, but weekdays you got to be careful because your bike will get snatched up.
That's true.
And people will steal your bike in Osaka if it's a nice bike.
Or people steal seats, I heard.
Yep, people steal a seat if it's a nice seat and it's not locked. Like, if it's a road bike with a nice seat, that'll get stolen.
Yeah. So that's the bike stuff in Osaka.
Be careful.
All right, then. Let's go on to our listener question.
Cool.
This is a long one a little bit. And I got this on YouTube. Someone messaged me. It was, I think, ShugoTenshi99. And they say, just wanted to say that I love the Curly and Kansai podcast.
Thank you.
She says, sorry.
Sorry. You should check that before.
I should. I said they first. Anyway, they said, I'm also living in Osaka in a small town about 45 minutes outside of the city. Mm-hmm. It's almost been a year since I've come to Japan. I wanted to know both of your opinions about a certain topic. One of the first things that I noticed is since coming to Japan, with the amount of white models being promoted in billboards and commercials, mm-hmm. I knew that white people were looked at as super beautiful here, but I didn't know it would be to this extent. Mm-hmm. Even when talking about beauty standards, a lot of Japanese place white people on top of the totem pole, and even at times put down their own beauty. This yes. is very true. To me, it's just strange and saddening to see that the Eurocentrism, how do you say that word?
Eurocentrism.
Thank you. has spread this far. I sort of thought that I could escape it after leaving America, but finding it here, it's like, man, just can't get a break, even in a country where white people are the minority. What opinions do the two of you have about this matter?
It's so frustrating.
It is.
It is frustrating because you, like, and I remember feeling the exact same way when I came to Japan because I really liked Japanese fashion. And then when I noticed, like, some fashion's really pushing, like, the pale skin or, like, you know, like, the really blonde and, like, very white-like aesthetic, I was just kind of like, dang, you don't even want to put your own people on your products.
Or they put, like, the hafus or the mixed people.
Mostly they are half white.
Half white.
More likely they're half white than half anything brown. The only half brown popular model I can think of is Lola.
Oh, well, she's Bangladesh.
Yeah, but she's brown.
Yeah, that's true.
But she's the only one.
Yeah.
Does Crystal K count?
Crystal K is not that popular anymore.
And she's still in Krista Nagori. And that's it. That's all we got in Japan. Those are the only two brown, like, model spokespersons.
Models, yeah, yeah.
Even the girl that won Miss Japan. She's not on...
Don't see her anywhere.
She's not in magazines. She's not in commercials. You just get all that... I hate it, like, when you see Japanese commercials and they just throw white people in there. Like, even if it doesn't make sense with the commercial, it's just like, look at these white people using this toilet cleaner. It's like, what?
So, at my supermarket, there's, like, on the lifestyle area, mm-hmm. like, when you leave the place, you see mm-hmm. this white family and it's like, live life happily. And it's just them sitting in the kitchen.
It's very... Food, it's whatever. Very, like, you can feel the 1950s nuclear family vibe that the American troops probably brought over at the end of World War II is still alive and well, sadly. And it's unfortunate because, you know, some of those 1950-type ideals are still present in the current Japanese mindset. Like,
right.
Especially when it comes to, like, the way people treat men and women. Mm. And then the way they treat other people that are not white and that are not Japanese. It's very... frustrating, to say the least.
I always do get a surprise every time it happens. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I've been here like 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And like if I walk past in Umeda and I see like a big billboard and it's like anybody other than white, I'm like, wow. And I've seen dark skin models once.
Recently, H&M in Japan has been pushing non-white models.
Okay.
Which is like the first time I've ever seen someone that's not white down at Dotonbori, which is where a bunch of advertisements hang in Osaka, like big billboards. H&M, I feel like, is one of the first ones to put someone that wasn't white on there. And it was Beyonce, I think.
When yeah, she did I remember H&M. That.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to cry. Black person. Like, it was the first time I saw like a black person hanging in a billboard. This is like 2015, I think that happened.
Yeah.
I'm like,
And Rihanna, because, you know, with Puma now, like, in the Puma store, you see...
But it's only really famous brown people.
That's true.
They're the only ones
that
you're gonna see. Yeah,
because A$AP Rocky mm-hmm. was doing... I forgot if it was Gucci or something, but he was up for a while in mm-hmm. Shinsaibashi.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He had, like, a nice black kind of suit.
Was that H&M like that. Too?
It wasn't H&M, but it was near H&M. Oh, okay. I forgot what store that was, but it was one of those brand places.
It's definitely frustrating. Yeah. And then the way you see it reflected in, like, beauty magazines in the back where they have, lighten your skin, lighten your nipples, become real thin. And it's just like,
yeah, they do have whitening cream. So if you are a brown person coming to Japan, be careful of the lotion. Just bring your own lotion.
A lot of the toners, moisturizers, cleansers, if it has the words bihaku, the kanji bihaku, which is, like, beautiful white, it's a lightening, some kind of lightening formula
so
in it.
So be careful.
And then sometimes, like, bihaku means, like, to brighten the skin, sometimes it means whiten the skin. So it's just, I don't even bother.
So it can be so bad that, like, in the summer or even now, it starts, like, I think it's all year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like women who have the umbrellas, people use not the umbrellas, what are they called? Parasols. Mm-hmm. They use parasols during the day when it's not raining, of course, because they're parasols. And then like there's people who cover from head to toe, even on the beach.
Yep.
All black, these like
they wear wetsuits,
anti sun ray type clothing, and it's usually mm-hmm. just black. And actually, a couple of days ago, I saw somebody covered. Like they had this hat, like a sun hat. They covered their face up to their eye, and then everything was covered from head to toe.
Some people fear getting any kind of sun damage, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you got melanin in your skin. It's going to turn into vitamin D. You're going to be healthy. What you scared of?
Some people are allergic to sun. But some, it's a legit allergy.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're not. I'm pretty sure that's not their problem.
No.
They need some sunlight because that whitening cream is not good for your skin.
Nope. And I think a part of that, I feel, this is just my own theory, the old women who get the osteoporosis, probably they just didn't have enough vitamin D as well, you know, and that's why they go like this and they can't walk, like they're just hunched over.
Yeah.
That's probably wrong, like I have no evidence, but I just felt like, well, if they had a little bit more sunlight in them, they might look a little healthier in the older years.
Yeah. That vitamin D is precious. So yeah, I feel like maybe this mindset is not so prevalent in normal Japanese people. It only comes out sometimes where people are like, oh, they see like a random white person, they'd be like, oh, they're so cool. And I'm like, are you looking at that dude's face?
I've had the opposite, but this is again in the reggae scene where they wanted my skin tone. Like I had some of that. So they go tanning and stuff. So there's of course the opposite in some people.
The opposite is way more rare. You're not going to find that on a billboard.
And it's probably in the city, I think that's more prevalent too. If like you're in the country and everybody plays outside or like from the harbor or something like that, I don't think it's that bad.
Countryside folks don't seem to mind a tan too much. Those people, them fakers up in Tokyo, they'd be trying to be fashionable. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't watch TV. It's better to not watch TV in Japan, and then you feel less stressful.
So much
better. Watch Netflix.
Yeah, and just, don't look at billboards. Don't look at magazines.
Yeah, I don't even use Japanese mag. I get all of my stuff off the internet, tailor it to be varied and diversified. So I'm much happier now.
Yeah. That's all I can say about that. We might do an episode to go further into it, but for now.
Yeah.
That's exhausting. We just don't like it, and we just try our best to.
Yeah, just focus on the parts that you do like, and try to stay away from the unfortunate stuff, because it does make it'll make you end up like getting angry and bitter with Japan, even though it's not Japan's fault, so to speak. You know,
we can't change it.
It could change one day. It could change.
In the next 20 years or
something. Hey, be positive.
Okay, I'll try my best. Okay, so we're going to end that there. Do you have anybody you want to shout out or any events?
There'll be a go-go music event, like DC's go-go music event in Kobe. It's going to be in Kobe. This will be June 3rd.
Okay.
In Kobe from 8 p.m. at Isn't It. Great bar,
Isn't It.
I-Z-N-T.
Isn't it?
Great bar. It's going to be, the name of the event is KMC and, I don't know how to pronounce this maker, Diario. It's the guitar maker or music equipment maker. Dr. Funk Kansai. It's a combination of funk and Kansai, but it's hard to say.
That is hard to say.
Anyway, that's a go-go music event. So if you're a fan of go-go, this is probably the only go-go event you're going to have in Kansai. Right. So please go out and support. This event is run by an independent promoter who has his own business. He's been running his own business in the Kansai area for, I think, over a decade.
Dwayne, right?
Yeah, Dwayne. So go out and support. It's on Facebook.
I'll be there. And I'll share that event also in the show notes. And last thing I want to shout out is finally, shout out, because I always forget, my Facebook group called Black Creatives Japan. It's a group I've had since November of 2015. And it's just like a group to gather all creatives. It could be anything that you do, start a business, artist, singer, rapper, sculptress, craftist. I don't know. I don't think that's a word. Sculptor. Craft person. Whatever it is, anything that's creative, you can
YouTube.
YouTubers, video people, join the group. And if you actually like need a photographer, you can ask in the group. If you need advice for anything, go in the group. That's what the group is for.
Is it for people in Japan?
It's for people inside and outside of Japan, but you have to be black.
That's racist.
I'm sorry. This is like the group that I made. But yeah, that's my group. It has about over 600 members now. Wow. So, but it's not as active as I want it to. So if anybody who listens to this and wants to like help make it more active.
There are some meetups though, right? You have a bar event.
Yeah, but by the time we broadcast this, it'll be over. But yeah, we have some meetups. We've had a Hanami, like cherry blossom picnic. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there will be meetups, but
there will be more. There will be
more. Stay tuned. Sometimes I do in Tokyo as well whenever I'm there. But yeah, stay tuned for our next episode. This was Curly and Kansai. I'm Ayana.
Elise.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This episode's feature song is Here Comes Char by Il Vane. You can check out more of his music from the links in the show notes. Remember to like, subscribe, and share this episode with a friend. And check out our social media links in the show notes as well. You can also now email us at curlyandkansai@gmail.com. Leave us a comment or ask a question about us and or Kansai. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I must admit it, the mask is narcissistic. My goals are unrealistic, but I'm almost finished. Would you look at this charisma, the perpetual winner. All this skill, but I can't kill this, I'm a rogue beginner. We battle now, no more debate, Zion will appreciate.